As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Joel Pearl, Fightful.com. It's 6 months later, so that must mean Steve Macklin and I meet up together and have a conversation.
It's our good brother-to-brother moment when we actually get to sit here and have conversations. This time, yeah. We're in the back of a brewery here at the Blood Brothers.
Yeah, that's right. So we're at Northern Crown Wrestling. The show just wrapped up. Steve Macklin was in the main event, taking on Von Vertigo for the Northern Crown Championship. He didn't win, but no, hell of a match.
Listen, he lives up to the V guy, as the crowd likes to chant here, and that's definitely somebody you guys got to keep an eye on, is Von Vertigo. And just for him, I just found out that he has his visa now for the States. So for any of the promotions out there, I say book this kid because he is very good and very talented.
As a Canadian, I'm legally obligated to agree with you on that.
As a non-Canadian, I'm obligated to say whatever the hell I want because I'm American.
That's fair. Which came out tonight at Northern Crown. And he also mentioned the fact that Von was a protege of Josh Alexander, someone that you are obviously very close with. And Josh has now departed from TNA. He had his last match. Give me your thoughts of now a TNA-less Josh Alexander, or Josh Alexander-less TNA in this case.
For me, we're going to miss a big piece of the locker room, and a good locker room leader, and also one of my best friends, and if anything, my best friend there. So it's kind of cool to have built up the relationship we have, especially with feuding and pushing for ideas to feud for over a year that didn't end up happening, but we ended up getting to our feud, which we could have stretched out. But he's a vital part of TNA because he's like the first person, as I got there watching, that's a homegrown talent like an AJ Styles. And that, to me, is a big proponent for how the company needs to go forward. But now it's time for people to step up. Myself, I gladly will step up because anytime I'm given the opportunity, and you know it, I try to take it, the ball, and run with it. You have a Mike Santana, you have Joe Hendry, our champion. We still have so much young talent like a Casey Navarro, an Ace Austin, Jason Hotch. One day, hopefully, friggin' Chris Bay is back. I'm so happy to see that he's walking, but he's another person that I would love to see flourish, and that's a story I want to see completed.
Can we talk about real quick the rallying of the locker room around Chris Bay? The injury is one thing, but just the way that everyone has come together to not only support him, but also show love to him. Tell me, is that a testament to the TNA locker room?
Yeah, it's from day one of being with an Impact and now TNA. It's just the locker room has been a family. And I said it even at Full Sail once after that airs. I said it at Full Sail that pro wrestling is so much like the military, where we become a family. We embrace this suck in life because it's a marathon in this. And there's so many ups and downs in our careers. Everybody has them. Everybody has their own journey. But we all become a family, and then we learn to protect one another, take care of one another, so we can continue to do what we love, and that's be professional wrestlers. So for everybody to rally up, and even everybody that's fans watching, and everybody that's been promoting for Chris Bay and helping support him, it's been awesome.
Absolutely. It's, again, the love has been shown not only throughout TNA, but also throughout all of wrestling. Seeing Adam Pearce do a video for WWE and open his shirt and say, Chris Bay, we're thinking of you. Stuff like that's fantastic. Again, we all send our love, and that continues on to this day. Full Sail.
Yes.
5 years to the day. I don't know if you knew this. Almost to the day. The tapings. TNA. It was almost 5 years to the day that you were last at Full Sail with NXT.
Is that my GYV match, me and Blake versus Chris Young?
That's at least the air date, because some things were taped.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so in my notes, I have
Tom Hannifin, that's your fault, man. Jeez, you're the one with the statistics.
February 26th was the air date. So and we 21st got, was the show.
So what's crazy is that day that we were wrestling GYV, Triple H pulled us aside and told us we were called up that date. He's like, you're going to go work the Usos. You're going to work the New Day. We're going to I was just like, yes. Thank God. We're out of 6.5 years, almost Blake 7. It was just like, thank you, Lord. We're going to the main roster. And then, well, here we are in a brewery. Things happen for a reason. I mean that in such a good way.
Yeah.
It just, things happen. Here we are. I wouldn't be who I am today without my time in NXT and in my time in WWE as a general. And it made me the wrestler that I am.
I know that you are going to talk about that, at least on TNA, or at least there has been video about it. What did that moment mean to you the first time you walked in to Full Sail for these shows?
So what's funny is you have a lot of familiar faces that are in TNA that were in NXT at that time for the Black and Gold brand. And from the just the uprising of that, like myself, Matt Raywalt, Tom Hannafin, who else? Dana Brooke or Ash by Elegance was there at the time. And then there were a few other people that kind of showed up here or there, and we all kind of talked about it. And it's just like, did you guys feel anxiety? And like, oh, I felt a little, like you just felt like that little bit. And then like looking around and the difference of where things were set up. But it was just a really cool, surreal, full circle moment to like be back there. And then my wife came to hang out and she's just like, this is very weird. I'm like, I know, but you're not walking around on eggshells. Just, we shouldn't have never really walked on eggshells, but that's just how much people cared then.
Yeah. And now it's a different comfort level.
Yes.
You're there and you're doing stuff with TNA. Full Sail was a great audience, in my opinion. There was a lot of response, a lot of call and response, a lot of good chants. The food trucks. Do you remember the food trucks?
ODB. ODB used to pull out right in front. It would pop the hell out of me every time too. I'm like, what? She is the worker of all workers. To be able to just be like, oh, the boys are here? Oh, okay. I'm feeding the boys or I'm making money at some point. And it was just great.
So I don't know if people know this, but back in the day when NXT was filming at Full Sail, you used to hear stories about the food trucks that pulled up, and some of them were the most amazing foods that you could find. And of course, ODB's truck was one of them.
Yes. You said she makes a hell of a good barbecue.
I've heard.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got to pull up on one of the Canadian shows next.
Fine.
We'll see. But yeah, so you go in and you do the shows at Full Sail. Obviously, there's this story going on right now with yourself and Eric Young. Mm-hmm. This has been ongoing. Again, with Josh was kind of roped into it at one point. I'm trying to figure out how I want to word this so that... No, because I know that... Oh, it's the video that I want to talk about. The original one where you go to the hotel, the motel. Mm-hmm. I'm actually more interested in kind of the day that was when you shot that. Because the way that it was filmed, it was you doing everything, Eric doing everything later. Was it a long day filming? Was it you guys not really crossing paths? Like, what was that production like?
It's 2 days together. It was right after Bound for Glory. I flew right from, where were we for Bound for Glory?
Detroit,
yes. Flew right from Detroit down to Nashville. And then we had 2 days filming. One was just us driving around. The hotel was obviously a good setting, which felt like one of those hotels you pay a little cheap fee for about an hour or so, and then you kind of walk out. But it was a great setting, and it was a cool set because I was like, we should come back here and film some more things. Like, it just, that's where my ideas started coming out and like thinking of ideas. And it was also just the setting where it was good, like creative Eric Tompkins, Robert Peek, everybody behind the scenes found a good setting that I was pitching an idea kind of going towards that Apocalypse Now feel.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what did I want to recreate for myself and kind of just kind of dive into my head a little bit, because it's sometimes hard to articulate the way I want to present myself on television. So by being able to do it in more of a cinematic way that we did was kind of good. And then also mesh in the story with EY and I, and we were there the whole time together. So like me in the shower, I was just sitting there in a banana hammock the whole time in the water. So like, those are the photos I want to put out. My wife won't let me do that kind of stuff on the internet, even though that probably will get most likes. But anyway, but the...
Hey, I'm not going to shame him.
I got to respect my wife's decisions.
Of course.
But
later on down the line, if there's a conversation to be had.
That's someday.
That's something to do.
Yeah, we got to make a little extra bucks maybe.
Why not?
Maybe we'll be a good 8x10 one day.
Mm.
But no, just to sit and film and have an idea we created. And then working with EY now is just, it doesn't feel like work. Like, we know our story and we're feeding off of each other, where we get our bits that we need to talk about, and we're just kind of ad-libbing now and kind of just, and you're going to kind of see that, how this unfolds, which I'm excited for where we're going and what we're doing, if that ever ends. I don't know, who knows, creative always changes too. But it's a lot of fun right now, especially working with EY, and how he is the Swiss Army knife for professional wrestling. And I don't know if people say that enough. He is so damn good at what he does. He can do everything. He can do commentary, he could be a manager, he can be funny, he can be violent by design, he can be aggressive. Like, there's so many different things, and it's really awesome. And it's good to learn from somebody too, and also sink my teeth into a story that I'm loving right now.
It's funny because when this whole thing started, EY said something along the lines of, I'm above TNA, I'm above management, I'm above the title. And I said, absolutely, because you've been killed and come back to life. And in TNA, when that happens, what doesn't?
He's the Patrick Swayze and ghost of TNA.
Are you trying to say that Eric Young is a ghost in TNA?
No, he's not a ghost in TNA.
Are we leaking creative plans on the air?
No. It's all been in my head the whole time.
That's amazing.
This has all been a cinematic video.
What about Disney and flip-flops? Madman.
People think that's insane. I came here and I did an interview yesterday in slippers. We did with Johnny iPros. And then people are like, why are you wearing slippers? I was like, listen, I don't like foot prisons. I live in Florida. I like to be in sandals. I'm still in my work boots now. Once these come off, I'm putting on my slippers.
No, like slippers, Crocs.
Ugg slippers.
Okay.
Yes. They're comfortable and warm.
Okay.
If I'm traveling, I'm traveling in comfort.
But like, you're walking around Disney. It's like.
It's sandals. It's okay.
But it's like. Tens of thousands of steps.
It's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I'm wearing Docs, and I'm good.
Believe me.
I couldn't do that.
The alcohol in Disney took care of it.
Oh, so. That's fair. But everyone kind of ratted on you.
It's okay. They can say what they want. I believe what I believe. I like what I like.
All right, that's fine. What did Paul Walter Hauser feel about your slippers?
What a brother. I think he felt more in that match at Revolver in Indianapolis.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You got to work a guy that a lot of people are excited to work with, an actor, someone who's very entertaining. And we talked to, I'll edit it in later. I forgot who we just talked to about his match with Paul Walter Hauser.
Janela?
Yeah, you know what it was, Janela. You watch the show. Thank
I do.
You very much.
Well, I don't watch your show. I watch the indies and what's going on everywhere else.
Yeah, I watch
MLW. I watch everything.
I watch my show. We had Joey Janela. You know what the Joey Janela thing was? I still have to get over the fact that he did an hour with us in his car with his girlfriend sitting in the next seat.
That's crazy.
He had picked her up and made her sit.
Was he driving at least? Or was
no,
just sitting
he was
still?
Sitting in the parking lot, which, cool. Like, respect. Do not drive and do an interview. Don't.
Not to say I haven't done that before. Listen, it's a phone interview, not a Zoom interview.
Well, yeah, it's a phone or you got to think. But if you're sitting in front of a camera, don't do this.
Okay.
Anyway, the point is Paul Walter Hauser, Janela got him. You got him. Talk to me about working with a guy like that. And soon you're going to be tagging with him.
Yeah, we're tagging at the Monster Factory on March 8th, which I'm excited for. But to work with him at Revolver and Indy, Sammy Callahan's like, hey, I want you to work Hauser. I'm like, yeah, like, hell yeah. Like, let's try to get viral with this, kind of put out some promos. So Paul put out a promo challenging anybody and he challenged me, which I was like, wow, you're an idiot. But okay, let's go. You have some balls. And he proved it in the match too, because he did some things that I didn't think he would be able to do. And it was a lot of fun. And I earned my respect that night. And that's why we're tagging in March 8th at the Monster Factory in Paulsboro, New Jersey.
Was there anything that like stood out to you? Was like, what the hell are you thinking, man?
He was a little blown up. I had to yell at him a little bit more here and there. But it was a lot of fun just because he loves this. And I don't know if you watch him in these matches, any match that you've seen him do or any promos, he's very committed to pro wrestling because he loves pro wrestling, just like all of us do. So it's fun to see him step away from acting and even not just as a side thing to have a little bit of fun for something that he loves. And he's pretty decent at it. Not like he moves well, he bases well. It's yeah.
You've been giving some seminars and obviously you give some advice to other wrestlers. What kind of advice were you giving to a guy like Paul?
Just to keep things simple. Okay. Like, cause if you're less experienced, obviously just keep it as simple as possible and we'll highlight the best that we can. And I'll take care of the rest of it as much as I can and make you the best I can. So I'm in there with a Golden Globe winner. I'm not expecting it to be Bret Owen at WrestleMania 10. You know what I mean? It's not going to be the most perfect thing, but I'm going to come out of there making the crowd happy and we're going to have a good time.
I also understand that not every wrestler is going to approach you and say, hey, what did I do? What can I do better? But I also have come to understand that Paul is the type of person who will make himself available or ask those questions.
And it was fun too to like go over the match because like he was calling it like he was talking like to put in the scene, which was fun to see us from an actor's view. And then I'm like, oh wow, he's doing the same thing I normally do when I try to get ready for a promo and put my mindset into like how my emotions have to be or how I'm supposed to feel. Like, it's very similar, which is cool. So maybe I'll walk a red carpet with him and get in a Marvel movie one day.
Oh, I'm all about it.
I would friggin' love it.
Of course. Listen, someone's got to start doing those Marvel movies, some wrestling.
I'll get killed by Deadpool.
Sure, why not? Now you've heard it. It's out there. Let's, real quick. This is my favorite Jeremy Lambert question. AJ Francis, how much does this guy suck?
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He doesn't suck that bad, though.
Yeah, I know.
I don't mind him. I don't mind him. He's a very entertaining guy. He can be a little over the top with some things he does, but he kind of backs it up sometimes. He's got a following. He brings all the social media influencers. People are on him, whether it's positive or negative. Good press, it's bad press. It's the same thing. It's just press. People are talking about you.
I think there are a lot of people who go back to, and this is now us bantering instead of me interviewing you. A lot of people like to go up to him and say like, oh, you botched that move once. And of course, he's much more than that one experience in the ring.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you get that once in a while from your detractors. And
not everything's going to go perfect in pro wrestling sometimes. Right. That's where we just pick ourselves up and you keep moving on.
Yeah, exactly. But unfortunately, you know.
But he is.
Still sucks.
Yeah. He said it, not me.
Not, he's not a bad wrestler. He just, come on, human being.
No, he's a good human being. He's a good human being.
You know what? I've had really positive experiences.
I have no problems with him.
We blew up the bit, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, AJ. Can you take us back? Thank you.
It's fine, man.
That's true. Let's talk real quick. You're going to be doing the stair climb June the 1st. Can you tell us a little bit about this? Because I love any philanthropic ordeals, and you're getting exercise out of this.
So my wife and I, we actually did Diana Perrazzo, the Virtuosa. She's in AEW with Vendetta, if you don't know that.
Good plug.
Two-time TNA world champion, Reynas de Reynas champion, tag team champion, knockouts champion. Yep. Any other accolades? Wrestler of the year?
I'm sure wrestler of the year to me.
Yeah. We're doing Tunnel to Towers. I'm very excited for this because we've raised way above our $250 mark of donations, and thank you guys for donating for it. But it's a good cause to us because we filmed a few months back a commercial for T2T that'll be coming out at some point. Maybe during commercial breaks at some point on any of the wrestling shows or just watching in general. My wife's all over the place now with Southern New Hampshire University commercials. And I love it because it's like, wow, my wife in a different setting and people are texting us and sending us photos. So it's like, and she just smiles. She's like, oh, that's me.
I love the videos people send her. She's like, Diana, is that you? And she's like, you bet.
That's the best thing ever. During commercial break too. It's even better.
Yeah.
But we're very excited to be working with T2T, and I couldn't be more proud because it's also to help raise money for those who have suffered from 9/11 and then first responders as well. And it helps take care of housing for veterans and first responders as well, which 9/11 was a big part of my life just because it affected how the trajectory of me after high school went. Because as soon as 9/11 happened, it made me instantly want to join the military and just go fight for my country because it just was a tragic moment in our nation's history. So it's something that still sticks to me dear in my heart, and to be able to do this and to do it with my wife, to now climb all those stairs in the tower, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Saw it was on my birthday, June the 1st, so I won't forget about it. Hopefully everyone who's watching doesn't forget about it, and they go to donate if they can.
If you want to donate, either if you don't follow me or my wife, it's at Diana Perrazzo, the Virtuosa, or at Steve Macklin on X or Instagram.
Look at that. I got you to plug your stuff.
I'm plugging stuff all the time. I'm getting good at these.
You are getting really
good at
these.
Thank you for every 6-month refresh
course. This is a nice opportunity. You guys are back in Toronto in May. At the end of May, I don't know if I'm going to be there. It's Brampton. Brampton is like near, for those who know Toronto, near the airport, kind of near Mississauga. Not the biggest fan, but you're going to be fine because you're close to the airport.
Yeah, so you can siege. You know what happened last time in Under Siege?
Oh, that's true. You're going to paint up?
Maybe.
Is it Under Siege?
I
think I'm just doing tapings too nice. Unless you're about to drop some news on us in May.
I could have sworn it's Under Siege. I don't know. I may be wrong. I may be right. I don't know. Ross will have to handle that one. Sorry, Ross.
They got
well, we're coming up for Sacrifice in El Paso.
Yes.
They just announced the steel cage match.
That's going to be wild.
Which I know made the dirts. Thank you, jerks.
Hey, I only get what is given to me by people who attend the shows. Uh-huh. And I can only do what I do, which it's is, you know, I report on things.
It's the first cage match in 8 years, and it's in El Paso, Texas, with a 5-on-5. That's going to be crazy. I know I'm there, so just tune in. TNA Plus app. Every the houses are up too, which is even cooler.
Isn't that wild?
It's so cool for me just because I saw the rise in NXT when it first started, and then the influx of indie talent that were coming in, like Kevin Owens, the Finn Balor's, the Shinsuke's, even the TNA talent of Bobby Roode, Samoa Joe, and it just kept building and building. And it's like, that's the same feeling right now in TNA and the roster. Like you were talking about how we all huddled around Bay, the whole roster in general is just huddling around each other to make this we want to make this product better. We want to get in the bigger arenas. We want to be the number one. Will anybody ever be the number one other than WWE? I don't know. Somebody could, but we're trying our best to be the one that has the chip on its shoulder still and go out there and kill it every night.
you're mentioning, I completely lost track. All the houses being up.
Yes.
With UBS Arena coming up for Slammiversary in New York on Long Island. It's a big arena. I know that you guys will want to fill the place up. What is the realistic expectation from everyone at TNA for this? Because it's a big show and it's a big house.
That's above my pay grade to know what the expectations are, but my expectations are like building up to Slammiversary and even Rebellion out in LA. We want this place to sell out. And if it doesn't sell out, that means we have to work harder.
Okay.
That's just on us as a roster. And that's us also getting the name out there for TNA and getting the product out there. I know we're here up in Canada. We're on Sky Sports?
That's the UK.
That's UK. You're
Sportsnet 360.
Sportsnet 360. Thank you.
Yes.
Sorry, Ross. Sportsnet 360 here. We're live every Thursday, and then we're also on Access Television, and then we're also on the TNA Plus app. And that's our goal anytime we have a meeting backstage too with management is to get more eyes on the product. And that's all we're trying to do. We're working our asses off. It's proof. The proof's in the pudding. If you can see it, if you can't see it, look at the energy of the crowd that's coming from Full Sail. Watch it at Sacrifice in El Paso, and then you're going to see it at Rebellion, and you're going to see it at Slammiversary.
Last question, and then a game?
Yes.
Last question. Going live, doing that again, what's that felt like for you? Because you've done live, obviously, with Plus and Pay-Per-View, but what's it like to do Impact Live every once in a while?
Awesome. Yeah. I love live television because now it turns the pressure up a little bit more and it hones everybody in, and you want to go out there and kill the segments that you're involved in. And that's all we want to do is make TNA better. And also I want me to be the best. So I work to be the best.
As you should. That's what we do. We play a game on my other channel on Fightful Overbooked. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a game that we do on In the Weeds, which you've been a guest on a couple of times, but we didn't do this when you were
appearing. Last year for your birthday though.
You were on for my birthday.
Yeah.
This one is a game we call Partner Promo Punch in the Face.
Okay, it's so been called, instead of the F, Marry, Kill.
Yeah, exactly. It's been, gotcha. We've been called the best wrestler car game you can play. Ricky Shane Page put that over. So, Partner Promo Punch in the Face, I give you three names. You pick one you want to partner with in a tag team match, one you want to punch in the face, singles match, one-on-one.
Okay.
And the other one that you want to have a promo off, one-on-one in the ring on the microphone.
Okay. I get to pick or you're picking?
I'm giving you three names. Okay. You're going to pick which ones.
Okay.
Eric Young.
Okay.
AJ Francis.
Okay.
Casey Navarro. Partner promo punch in the face. I know you want to punch all of them in the face. I get it.
Partner, obviously, EY.
Okay.
I respect him. Buddy, punch in the face. AJ Francis. Mm-hmm. Cut a promo with Casey Navarro because he's a very talented kid and he's got some good wine liners behind the scenes. He makes me laugh. So,
yeah. I like that kid.
I do too.
A shout out to Casey Navarro.
It's funny to say kid, but he's not really a kid.
Hey.
He's a grown man.
He is.
I just say kid because I've been doing this way too damn long.
Put yourself over one more time and let's get out of here.
If you don't follow me at Steve Macklin on X, on Instagram, Pro Wrestling Tees at Steve Macklin Store, and then also shoptna.com for all Steve Macklin merchandise, and also any of the other favorite TNA merchandise that you'd like to get that isn't Josh Alexander, who quit TNA.
Wow, that was a little intense at the end.
It's okay. He's a quitter.
That's true.
I just remind him every day.
Well, once again, he's a Canadian, so I have to stand by him.
Also another thing for the Northern Army. I'm not Canadian.
Mm.
But just hate we'll figure it out. I did want to be Canadian when I was little, though, because of Bret Hart.
I can't blame you. So, were you watching the Four Nations finale?
Yes. Sorry. I didn't see the finale, but I saw the fight, and that's how it should go down.
Oh, that's fair.
And I was like, wow, the rivalry is back between. I was like, ooh, we're back to Sean Bret. So this is perfect.
That was good. But hey, yeah. Canada won, so I got my win.
Well, you guys are known for hockey. I would hope you would win.
Well, Americans coming up on the hockey game. Yeah. Not to the same degree of Canada, let's face it. So, you know.
That's your sport, man.
I know. Listen, next year we'll bring Latvia in and everyone will just beat Latvia and it'll be fine. For Steve Backlund, I'm Joel Pearl. You know where to find me. I'm all over the internet. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after one or two pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., etc. And you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support. So if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.